Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temperamental. And what I don't understand is how you can walk away from guaranteed money coming off a catastrophic injury. All you have to do is show up to meetings and your rehab, and you're guaranteed the funds. I really hope that the kid is obviously, and he's not even challenging it. I don't understand where he is at mentally, because you know the next time I meet somebody who says they have enough will be the first time. You know,
yeah.
So don't tell me that money doesn't mean something. You're playing the most violent sport on the planet, and you got guaranteed $24 million, and you walk away from that. I don't know, man. It's very strange behavior, and I hope he recovers and he gets to play again. But I just don't understand it. I mean,
I'm with you.
There's no rational explanation that I can come up with to walk away from something like that. But anyway, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call,
and Scotty and Steiny. Not only to walk away, people know your Carfax report. You had a catastrophic knee injury. You wrecked your knee, and you're going to walk away from 24-9. And again, Stoney, I love to joke with the best of them, but I am really concerned about his mentals. Like, what are you thinking? And you, like, I'm reaching bad defense with this take. Do you think he looks at the Niners or blames him for getting hurt? No, that's incredible. Like, that's where I'm at with this. Like, what's your beef? They gave you the chicken. You got hurt on them. Talk to me.
Well, first of all, he's made $60 million in his career. Mm. All right, so, you know, it's not like the guy's broke, first of all.
All right, I'm thinking of my account, but 60, okay, but still.
Well, the other thing is, what if right now he knows that he's healthy, pretty much, or he's going to be back to being the player that he's always been.
Well, this is BS then. The way you're doing, you're conducting your business is BS. But if they knew this way back and we're just privy to it, you know, maybe I'm overreacting, but I just, Stein, I'm being real. I've been in relationships before I was married and the young lady wanted to leave and I was so in love, I convinced her and she ended up cheating. Mm. I should have knew then when she told me she wanted to leave, it was over. And then I'm surprised when she doesn't come home or she comes home late.
Are you serious? Or is this just...
No, it's happened. When people want to leave, you let them go is my point. And maybe Ayuk should... The Niners, yeah, they shouldn't have pulled the plug on that trade if they had one.
Yeah.
I would be mad as hell if I'm Kyle and John. They're not going to say it. I would be... And what if you're a Niner player? Kittle. Or anybody else for that matter, man. I don't know what's that.
Just doesn't want to be here.
Damn.
It doesn't sound like it. How did it get to this point, Kyle?
I think in Debo's case, I think it's think it's very hard for teams in the NFL to keep two very high-priced receivers. And I think both of those guys were like that when they hit their market. So that's why you don't see that on many teams. So I think that's pretty normal. What you guys found out yesterday, or that was public, I know that's unusual, so I get all those questions about it. But that is something that happened 3 or 4 months ago, whenever that was, and something that's been completely out of sight, out of mind in terms of a contract. The only thing I've been thinking about is hoping he can get healthy and come back and play for us.
Wow. 650, standing on the Box and Gerson text line, says you draft a wide receiver and you use that money to sign a premier offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'd
sound good.
I would. I mean, I don't think they're right this minute. They're depleted at wide receiver. Pearsall's back. Jennings is healthy. Watkins is back.
Well, you just Kittle think about the back. Pick a couple years ago now. If this keeps up and he's no longer, I guess that's how I look at it, or Niner fans are probably looking at it, Stoney. Like, what did the pick become? You have his back, you pay him while he's hurt, before he gets hurt, and then this is what he does to you, is what I'm saying.
Talk about Brandon's behavior in July.
No, I think you can figure that out on yourself. I mean, it takes a lot of things to get a contract voided. I didn't even know. Honestly, I've never dealt with that in my career. I've been in any building that's had that, so it was unusual. Damn. But that's stuff that I can't get into right now.
So he said his never happened. Man,
what'd he do? What did Ayuk do?
Or what did they do?
No, they're saying Ayuk did something.
Well, they're saying he didn't show up or he wasn't at the building.
Yeah, but that there's more to it than that, because this is what Shanahan had to say about the meetings and stuff.
That happened back in July, though, so that was their things. But as far as, like, missing meetings, things like that, any injured player or people are on IR or doing rehab, like, their schedule's totally different than the rest of the team. Oh. So sometimes they're involved in meetings, sometimes they're not at all. I'm not going to go through each thing with them, but anytime a guy's on IR and stuff, they're not in the daily routine of meetings.
But he has missed them.
He's missed them. There's been other people on our team that have missed meetings before, but that doesn't have anything to do with his contract.
All right, so they didn't void the contract because he missed meetings.
Wow.
So we're all left to kind of try to figure out what's going on with Ayuk and what he did. It sounds like he did something. But it also sounds like he doesn't want to be a San Francisco 49er. To me, the part that makes me wonder really what's going on is it actually seems like they are okay with or would be willing to void everything next year, and now they're waiting for him to come back this year for 4 or 5 games. Like I wouldn't want
his ass to step a foot in our building just for this year. Like, I would never be that, Stoney, just tell me if I'm wrong here, that desperate.
Well, he's like, under contract for this year right now, so he's got to be there. They just voided his contract for 20 or the guaranteed money for 2026.
What is he acting like a professional that you would even trust?
Well, I don't know what he did. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what he did. Why did they void the contract? Why did they void the guaranteed money for next year? He's saying that it wasn't because he missed meetings. He was saying it's got to do with contracts and lawyers and things. So we're all just guessing, you know?
But help me out. Stoney, it looks like the Niners did their part. They paid him. So what is it? What could a team do for you to get sour on him? This is all on – like, I'm team Niners all day. I was team IU because dude's going rogue. And, Stoney, I think he's just reading the room. Like, I know you said the $60 million, but he's not getting the right advice. And I know you're saying what happened – but so are you in the middle of this without knowing everything? I'm coming down hard on Ayuk because this makes no fiscal sense. It makes no sense at all, but it seems like you're like something could have happened to where this could be validated, Ayuk's actions. I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like you're in the middle.
What do you mean?
I think he's...
Something happened in July that made the 49ers say, we're voiding the guaranteed money for next year. Like, something happened in July, and apparently it wasn't just missed meetings, and it wasn't not being at the facility. Something happened, and he said, I'm not getting into it. It's lawyers and contracts and stuff, and that's not my area of expertise, so I have no idea. But to me, the other interesting part is, But they apparently would have him back this year if he gets healthy enough to play.
I don't know why. If I'm a Niner fan, I don't want to hear that. That dude don't want to be around.
I mean, then,
you know, I got it.
In a way, isn't this Jennings last year with the 49ers? In theory, he's not under contract next year.
But this is more organic and natural. This dude just signed for the bag. You know what I mean? And got hurt.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno.
Oh, man, Rob.
Hey, Rob, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
What's up, Betty? Hey. Make us make sense of this, man.
I just think, you know, you just don't like the workplace yet. I just think he's tired of it. I thought before even you go back 4 years ago, him and Cal had an issue. So I just think he took the money because, you know, is if you're smart, you take the money first and you discuss everything else, you deal with that later. So, you know, I think he just, maybe the culture not right for him. I just think Cal has his favorite guys. He makes it known. He take care of the guys that want to be taken care of. He don't make certain players wait. There's certain players he make wait. The Juan Jennings, the one, you know, the Debos, the IUs. But he gonna pay. He gonna make sure CMC get his money with two bad Achilles. He gonna make sure Purdy get his. You know what I'm saying? He gonna make sure Kittle and Warner get theirs. But he not gonna. There's certain players he don't really like, and I just think him and BA don't vibe. That's what I think it is, and I just think maybe it's time. If you knew he didn't want to be here, you should have traded him. And if VA didn't want to be here, he should have left. But at the same time, he got to take that money first, sign the contract, and then you deal with the nonsense later. So the best thing for him to do is not play and Niners get rid of. Ain't no point. This is what Kyle created in the locker room. He created this nonsense with the Trey Lance situation. He made it this way where he likes certain players, and if he don't like you, he gonna put you out to the wolves. He tried that with Brandon Ayuk before, but Brandon Ayuk performed, so they really couldn't do that. So I just think they never liked each other, and I just think it's time to get over it, move on, and next story, invest in Pearsall.
Hey, Rob, real quick, the 707 says, Guru, you don't know what happened, and that's okay. Would you get offended or any Niner fan, and I'm going to ask Steiny, if I said to you, he's due $24.9 million after this catastrophic injury, if he walks away from that, I'm getting AB vibes, and that's Antonio Brown. Is that fair, or you think over the top?
Antonio Brown, he got mental issues. I just think he just don't like Kyle Shanahan.
Okay.
I don't think he likes the players in the organization. I don't think he's got nothing to do.
Okay.
He not mental issues like Antonio Brown. That's something different.
Okay.
That's way different.
All right. Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
Like Steiny, but then why did he sign? If he felt this way, and they were posting yesterday on social media, he got four touches or three touches, Ayuk in the Super Bowl, and they got him on the bench after the game was over with that stoic look like he wasn't utilized enough, and he's right. But the bottom line is after that, you put your John Hancock on something that's going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And, I mean, what more security does one need after tearing your ACL, MCL, and meniscus walking away from this? That's what's just strange to me, Stein. And maybe money's not everything, and this is what Ayuk is saying to me.
Again, like he's made $60 million in his career,
all right.
And he's still, 28 years old? So he's still got career left in front of him, and I'm sure he feels like he can be a better receiver somewhere else than he was with the Niners, and that he thinks probably can start as soon as next year.
And if you do lose, you mentioned if this is, I wonder what this does or means for Jennings' future, Steiny, if this dude is done as a Niner, because it was going to be next year, Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk, you know, back from his injury.
Yeah. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
Philmo's in the house. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Talk to us.
I love Rob, but I kind of got to disagree with him on this stance. They paid IU. They paid Debo. So from that circumstance, you can't say, okay, he tried to take care of CMC and George Kittle. You feel me? He got paid.
Mm.
And you got to respect Kyle because Kyle is no nonsense. Like, hey, man, you kind of running CMC into the ground. Well, he's available to play. I'm going to play him. You feel me? Like, it don't really matter the circumstance. He cares about, is the guy available? Can he play? So with Ayuk, okay, he's not here next year. But at the same time, well, if he's available this year, we're going to need him. And Brandon Ayuk can't do nothing but respect it. And he's smoking some type of real, we call in the hood, they say cream sometimes. You smoking some real cream, bro. Like, you off your rocker throwing away some money with one of the greatest organizations in sports. But, hey, if you feel like you know something that we don't know, hey, it is what it is. But I want to get to this point. I don't know what's in the San Francisco, Santa Clara, Redwood City air, but I need like an Arnaz battle. I need like a Jerry Rice. Not in terms of skill and commitment. No, I do need commitment, but loyalty, man. Ever since T.O., Crabtree, Debo, these wide receivers that we draft and get, they want to get up out of Dodge. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
For real, I can't call it. Maybe the Bay Area culture is not from, but like some people from the South, they can't deal with the Bay Area culture and not get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's that's a thing, but it's something peculiar and it's in the air. We get receivers, they sign, and then all of a sudden, they could be in a great situation. Not like Debo. They want to leave. Michael Crabtree feel like he's he's a Raider. Like, get up out of here, bro. Get up out of here. What have you done with the Raiders? You called touchdowns in the playoffs for the Niners. I don't want to vent, but I'm just saying it's something peculiar. About
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wide receiver position, the San Francisco 49ers, they re-sign, and then they want to leave. All the way back to T.O.
Wow. Hadn't thought of that one, Stoney.
Appreciate it. This is, back in July, okay. Kyle Shanahan was talking about Ayuk, and this was from July 28th. It's almost at the end of July.
it looks like he's out there doing a lot. I mean, hanging around the guys. I know he's in all the meetings and stuff, and he does his rehab in the morning, does a little bit more in the afternoon walkthrough, but no, I love him being around and all the meetings and doing all that stuff. And I know having an injury is frustrating, but he's going about it the right way, rehabbing and stuff, but it's great having him out there.
All right, so that was July 28th. And so maybe they'd already done it by then.
But it, well, he wouldn't be speaking glowingly of him coming back and working out in the mornings. And don't forget, Steiner, we had Shortgate. I know a lot of people said I blew that out of proportion. Remember he came out on the practice field, was in the wrong shorts or whatever, wrong color ones. But, I mean, Mike got me thinking. I know Crabtree and the other guys don't, T.O., but, like, I don't know how any person right now in Ninerville, Steiner, could be Team Aiyuk. And you could say, Goo, that doesn't mean it, but what are we missing?
I mean, I think it could be as simple as Brandon Aiyuk in July told the 49ers he didn't want to be here and he would be okay with them voiding next year's deal or next year's guaranteed money. And maybe the 49ers said, okay, we'll void it since you don't want to be here. And then they voided it, but they still have a professional relationship for this year, and Kyle Shanahan still would like him back, I guess.
But what about all the interviews I heard from Lynch and even Kyle being asked about the practice window? Well, that's exclusively to this year, that they were kind of excited about. You know, it could be a couple weeks. It could be a week. There were different junctures this season to where it felt like Brandon Aiyuk's practice window was going to be open.
It sounds like it still could be.
Week to week, hoping he can clear all the markers so he can come back and start his practice window.
That's Partner, what he said Saturday.
I got you. I'm just saying, I would ask Kyle, why would you want to come back? And why would you think this player would want to come back and help an entity that he wants to leave? Like, that's ludicrous. Like, I would be super floored if he came back.
Because he's under contract this year. He's under contract to the 49ers this year. It's like he's a, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. That's what it kind of feels like. He doesn't want to be here long term, but if he gets healthy, maybe he'll try to help him this year. I don't know.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff that we don't, obviously that we don't understand here.
And this has no bearing on tonight's game or the rest of the season for the Niners, right? They know out of sight, out of mind. I mean, it just wasn't a good look for the franchise. You'll give me that, right? You pay a guy handsomely. Some say you overpaid him, and this is what you get. And I know, Steiner, you keep going back. Well, Goo, they knew, but it still doesn't make it right on his part, it seems like.
You know why it's not a bad look for the Niners? Because this is probably what they want.
Oh, that, man.
They don't want to have him under contract for another 3 or 4 years.
Damn. So you say he could be doing them a favor?
I think most 49er fans would love to get out of the Brandon Aiyuk contract and to just have him leave and. Huh? We'll use his money for somebody else. Now, I don't know if that's how it's going to shake out, though, in terms of, what happens to all the, their cap space and that kind of thing. So I have no idea.
It is strange or peculiar, man. It really is.
888-957-9570 is the number. I also think that Aiyuk, like, this is... This is how you play hardball. You do sign a contract at a place you have no intention of staying at.
Mm.
I mean, maybe he signed that deal and he said, I'll take my 1 year and I'll make my 25 on the injured list and I'll get out of here.
But are you going to report and help him out down the stretch? Which now you got me thinking, is that still on the table? And it sounds like it is for this year.
Yeah, this is, has he been cleared?
Is he medically cleared by you guys, or?
No, he's not. Yeah, there's still markers he's got to pass.
All right, so he's
I would be
still
floored.
Not there.
Yeah, man. And, I said, have we taken a call or a text or anybody in the chat that's mentioned or has been Team Aiyuk, I guess, listening now to Fillmore Mike, which it sounds like he's not. I don't want to speak for him. But Rob and Sam Bruno sounds like. Aiyuk just doesn't, he almost alluded to like he's getting treated unfairly, but he got paid, Rob. He's one of the guys that got, he's part of the clique that got paid.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty amazing, though. This guy was a big part of this team, and last year he was front and center in the negotiation situation where he was holding out, holding in, and
number 11.
Now it looks like he's on his way out.
2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl in Vegas, which we were at for Radio Row. You had Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, Donnie, and the Niners are looking in the mirror without, and I know Deebo was a choice, but you're saying both those guys are gone? Like, wow, I wouldn't have bet it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. This Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warriors tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's all happening this Wednesday, every hour starting at 6 o'clock. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Risotto. Is this Christmas music?
This was an honest mistake. I didn't. We're here now.
No, I don't like Christmas music this early.
Well, how early is this?
It's November 22nd.
And Christmas is within a month.
No, it's not.
It's the 24th. I did not preview the song before I played it.
Hey, Risotto, you're okay. Let's get in the mood. Festive. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I watched a good documentary last night.
On what? I was watching ball.
Frank Sinatra in Palm Springs.
You know what, Stoddy? Real quick.
It was pretty cool.
I don't get enough credit for my Frank Sinatra line. He likes to do it his way.
What?
That's
his song.
Yeah, so every time I say certain player wants to be Frank Sinatra, do it his way, I don't get enough credit, Pasta. Anyway.
What did Brandon Ayuk do?
I got to say something.
He's up to no good in July.
Are we not talking enough about the big clash tonight in this? But Carter came in and said something.
What's the big clash?
Carolina Niners.
Oh, sure. My bad.
If you're a Niner fan and you're right and they knew about this, do you feel lied to? Why is this just now coming out, partner?
What are they supposed to? Brandon Ayuk does something clearly in July. They can't get into it. They don't want to talk about it. So how can they announce it? I don't know what they were supposed to do.
Say the contract had been voided,
and then
deal with all the fallout. Because if I'm a Niner fan, all I care right now is about tonight and wins and losses. But maybe they were hoping they could change his mind. I don't know. I can't wait to get to the bottom of why he wants out.
We might not.
You don't think ever.
We might not.
Yeah. You don't think ever. That was Paul. Yeah.
Oh, big Paul now. Oh, big Paul in sales. Hey, if you don't know, let me just give you a little window. And that's what's going on today, and I know it.
That's what's going on.
If you don't know, that's the great Paul Hoffman, I believe, is his last name.
Oh,
one of the best salespeople here at Odyssey.
Great hair, too.
And a great guy with one fatal flaw. He, too, is a Cowboys fan like Guru.
Oh, don't talk about
that. You should hear these guys before a show.
He was smiling.
And McCarthy's not bad. But I like Sean Hammer. But what's wrong with the line? Micah, I think we'll be better. But I don't know. But Micah, can you believe Jerry?
Oh, there is light at the end of
the
tunnel.
It was not a good day for the Niners yesterday.
But see, I think when you're in that slot, you look at it that way. It's when you're behind.
You may need help.
No, not if you take care of business, which Vegas expects you.
If the 49ers lose tonight,
90% of the money's on
the
Niners.
Then the Cowboys are only what? A game behind the Niners. They're 5-5-1, and then the Niners will be 7-5. It's one game and a half.
Well, no, you got to worry about Detroit. They won yesterday. That's why you said it wasn't a good day. But just
Detroit,
have a win and
Packers,
you continue.
Seattle, Los Angeles.
But we had Joe Buck on earlier from ESPN's, Donnie, and he said he thinks the Niners are a legit contender. Take that for what it's worth.
That's a guy who knows the market he's talking to.
Stop.
Seriously.
I know they're going to move the ball and cause problems offensively for Carolina, but what if I told you, Stoney, I am excited to see what Bryce Young, Rico Dattle can do against this Niner defense, and can Robert Saleh have his troops basically do what they did against another division foe from Carolina's division, the Atlanta Falcons, NFC South.
The Carter came in here and was talking about, you know, how the 49ers may or may not have handled this situation with Ayuk. The one thing he said was, you know, this happened 4 months ago, so it's not like it's been front and center for us, meaning the Niners.
Yes.
So
they want to air your dirty laundry out. Why would Bob Myers told us, the great Bob Myers, now you don't have to make a decision until it's time. So why? What did the Niners get by being honest and saying this back then? It would have just been a distraction, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it would have been a distraction or not. I don't know why they voided the contract for 2026. They're not. That's clearly at the heart of it, and it doesn't sound like it was because he missed meetings. It doesn't sound like he wasn't late for meetings, and that's why they did it. It sounds like it was something completely different. And Shanahan basically said, you know, what it was is something I have no area of expertise in. It's in contracts and lawyers. And so I think it's pretty cut and dry that Brandon Ayuk does not want to play on the 49ers next season.
Okay, and that's what I'm fascinated, or we all are, with, because you are right when you say the lawyer, excuse me, Stoney, the lawyer verbiage. But the question is, why does Ayuk want up out of Dodge?
You know what's funny is I don't really care. If he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. Like, why does Jonathan Kuminga want out of the Golden State?
No, why is he hurt? Okay, but yeah, I got you. But
well, why Ayuk hurt?
But no, nah, seriously, Stoney, I went to James Logan, and that was good math. But I know you said he made $60 million. He has. But to walk away from 24-9, in this situation that your body's in, this is crazy. You admit that, though. Like that. So he really must be upset. But that's a lot of chicken.
What if he's healthy?
But nobody's going to give you anything remotely close to that. I don't believe.
You don't think?
No. Why? Because you tore your meniscus, your ACL, MCL.
Because he could be a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah, but I'm not giving. Who's paying for something this guy?
You could be surprised.
Oh, Stoney, this dude would be lucky.
First of all, he's not playing for zero next year.
That I get. But
okay, so if he
$10 million less.
Okay.
But
he's not on the 49ers, which is clearly his number one priority.
Wow.
He doesn't want to be here for whatever reason.
Did you see Jennings? They were interviewing him over the weekend, Juwan, and he was saying this the first he heard about it, and he was having, I deem, Ayuk's back saying, you know, he couldn't speak on it, but he was just like, oh, it's voided? What's that mean? He was saying, but Juwan was like, I don't know what that means. Tell me what that means. That he's walking away from this and that, and you could just, I'm looking at poor Juwan like, man, you can't ask the next man about somebody else's business. But Stoney, I know he was thinking to himself like, damn, this is where we're at. So,
I mean, Jennings should understand. He didn't want to be here either.
If I were him, it'd probably summer. Piss me off. You chose that dude? And look now.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers play the Carolina Panthers tonight. But the Ayuk news over the weekend was really what stole the show. Man, a guy they paid last summer, and now apparently he's not under contract for next season. So,
and he's okay with that.
Yeah, we've got to figure out what the fallout is in this situation.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think he's going to be here.
You don't think that weakens their receiving core, though?
Not this year.
Like, well, you got to take one.
But okay, so,
and I
so let me get this straight.
Happen.
You said, who's going to pay him next year? Well, because he's got a catastrophic injury.
Or he has.
Well, then if he's got a catastrophic injury, he's never going to be the same player here.
No, that I got
okay,
you.
Okay, so like.
But I guess I'm talking to Brandon about that. Like, but you're telling
you
me, and you're doing a good job of it, money ain't everything, Goo, and he's going to get paid
Like I said, and you're going to laugh, he's made $60 million already in his career, and he's on the Niners, but he does not want to be on the Niners. So I think he told the team, void 2026.
And how much is Uncle Sam taking of that 60? You know, I'm doing too much math, but you know what I mean? You never got enough.
I mean, if he truly doesn't want to be here.
And it sounds like he doesn't. That's what I guess I'm just blown away with, man.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, sometimes we think of our own teams as paradise, and they're not really paradise. You know, oh, Warriors culture. Everybody wants to play for the Warriors. Not everybody. Some people don't. Oh, 49ers culture. Yeah, some people don't want to be here. Mm. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that over the years.
But if we do take a call, and I'm not trying to be TMZ, GMZ, from a Niner fan that might feels like Stani, they don't feel like the organization was being upfront. Any validity to that, or do you look at it from an organization standpoint? What will we have to gain to tell the fans that this was popping off back then?
They didn't have to do anything at that point. Mm. I mean, it was a contract situation too. So you know how pro teams are with their contract situation. They don't like to divulge anything. If in July, whatever happened, yeah. And I don't know what it was, whether it was Brandon Ayuk going up to management saying, you know what, go ahead and void next year.
Wow.
Or maybe he could have done something. That's what Kyle Shanahan also allowed for, that he did something that wasn't missing meeting related, and then they voided the contract for next year. And so Kyle's saying, yeah, not under contract for next year, but I wouldn't mind him coming back this year, which is just
on a scale of a 1 to 10, weird. If they clear him, Steiny, and he were to come back and let's just say finish out the season for 3 important games or 4, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd be shocked at a 13 that he would even come back at all, even if he was ready.
Well,
they would like it, but I got to believe Brandon's thrown up the double Kyrie, the double bird.
What happened in July, to me, in my opinion, doesn't have anything to do with the future. That had to do with circumstances that, to me, were out of a coach's hand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, best way I can explain it, when it comes to business matters and lawyers and contracts and things like that, when it comes to the future of this, I mean, I would love for BA to be here. I would love for him to get healthy and get back to really helping us out and being a part of this team. We haven't had that in a little bit, and I still hold out hope that he can get there, but he obviously hasn't gotten there yet.
Weird situation.
Can I say something on top of that? I know I can. Do you think Brandon wants to get to that plateau?
What plateau?
To be able to come back and help his team. I don't think he wants to.
You know what I mean?
Like, he don't want to play now, even if he's cleared.
That's what I'm getting.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, then why would Kyle Shanahan keep saying he's holding out hope that he'll be back this year?
Because he needs them.
Do they? Well, I don't think they do, actually. Wow. Seriously, I mean, I don't think they need Brandon Ayuk right now.
But how much of that is predicated on we don't know what he's going to be? And if
it's
we
predicated
betting,
on the fact that he hasn't played in a year, and I'm not expecting him to come in and be the player he was.
Yeah. So maybe you're right, Snotty. This could be – he could be doing the Niners a solid to get out from under this.
Yeah, let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. Hey, Jonathan.
Our man.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Matt Guru? I just want to – I got a take. I know I want to get your opinion on this because I've been thinking about this. You know, Kyle and John Lynch, they don't seem to know who to keep and who to let go. And I think they would need the 49ers and as an organization, they would need to find themselves their version of a Jerry West. Because you know how Jerry West was around and making those tough decisions not to not to trade Clay for Kevin Love, and all these things contributed to them building a dynasty. And I'm saying the 49ers need to find themselves that kind of guy, you know, an advisor and that they'll listen to. Because as of right now, they don't know who to keep. They don't know who to let go. Me personally, I would have kept Buckner and DJ Jones because those are the kind of players, great tackles. They don't need a system. As you can see, as we all see, Buckner, once he landed in Indianapolis all of a sudden became a very good defense. Same thing with DJ Jones in Denver when he went there like 2-3 years ago, right? And personally, me, I would have never signed Debo because Debo, in my opinion, is a gimmick guy. Gimmicks in the NFL only last for so long. That's why after 2-3 years of him playing the running back, what happened to Debo? He became tackle for losses. Same thing with Ayuk. They gave Ayuk Justin Jefferson money when he literally is a number 3, number 4 receiver at best. If you put him in Cincinnati, you put him in Minnesota or Miami, IU is a number 3, number 4 wide receiver. So why did Kyle give him that money? And also on top of that, dude, the guy has told you from the get-go he don't want to be here.
Mm. Wow, Stani.
I mean,
how do you feel? I hear you, Jonathan. Wow.
All right, so we got two guys in the Bay who don't really want to be here. One is Ayuk, one is Kuminga, and yet both teams haven't made a move, and the reason why is because they both look at Ayuk and Kuminga as an asset. They're not going to give him away for nothing.
But do you think the Niners overpaid or overrated Ayuk?
Yes.
I can't even believe I
said it at the time.
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
I didn't think so.
He's good, but he ain't great. I don't think. I think he's a good receiver. Is he better than Pearsall?
He made all pro in his career, Stani.
Yeah.
I'm just second team.
How many years has he been in the league?
I want to say 4 or 5.
Yeah. So, okay. How many 1,000-yard?
It's not 1,000? Fair. Yeah, but
yes, it is. What's not fair about it? What's not fair about pointing out he's had 1,000-yard year in his career?
That part's not fair. It's that this offense is McCaffrey-centric. And you know what I'm saying? So he was and maybe that bothered him. This offense didn't throw it, well, it didn't, 50 times a game. But he got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and CeeDee Lamb damn near tight money.
Yeah, and he ain't one of those guys.
Well, especially now.
Leroy's in Oakland.
Lee.
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, what's up, Stani? What's up, Go?
Hey. You got it.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday, man. I'll be real quick. The IU situation. Man, I can care less. It's like, man, this stuff is just crazy when it comes to that. I heard you, Goo, when you said, "Where the Niners fans like, what's up tonight?" And that's where I am. What's up tonight?
Mm.
Look, for me, Steiny, I'm going to rattle off some teams to you.
All right.
Seattle, Panthers, Buccaneers, Lions, Packers, hell, the Bears.
Mm.
Cowboys, when are you going to separate yourself from those teams? It starts tonight, don't it? and started. When are you going to, are you, because you're in a pack. You're lumped. The Niners are lumped up in that pack as far as their record is concerned. They're lumped in that pack. So tonight, and the Panthers are in there. So tonight, are you going to separate yourself or start separating yourself from those teams? I'm excited to see if we can do it. We're in the thick of things. And I hope we can get this and keep our nose above water.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call. I mean, the bottom line is the Niners are 7-4, and
so
the Carolina
Detroit.
Panthers are 6-5. And if the 49ers win tonight, they basically have put Carolina out of the picture as far as the 49ers are concerned.
Yes.
The 49ers would be two games up on Carolina with the tiebreaker. Mm. So the 49ers win this game, they have a great chance that they'll finish above the Carolina Panthers. And right now, the Panthers are a team they're battling against.
Yeah, and the Niners got currently, Stoney, the tiebreaker over Detroit based on the better winning percentage in conference games, you know, as of now.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers take on the Carolina Panthers tonight. Brock Purdy back in the lineup, and you'll be down in the stadium.
Yeah, 49er Frankie and I. Stan, I want to throw this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know Vegas says it's minus, it's 7.5 now. 90% of the money line bets are on the Niners. I get that. But I know how you think different. Are you giving Carolina a chance at all?
Sure. Why not? Like, why wouldn't you?
Mm.
I mean, they're 6-5.
But they got limitations.
So do the Niners.
Well, man, you hit me in the face with that one.
I mean, look, the 49ers, I expect them to win at least two out of the next three games. Tonight is Carolina, and then they got Cleveland and Tennessee. Can you win two out of the next three? Get that record up to, what would it be then, 9-5?
Yeah, you got Cleveland coming up.
And you'd be sitting pretty.
I do wonder if Carolina regrets that trade, or did they make that trade, Stani, because they didn't have enough around McCaffrey, obviously. And now look at them. If you dare want to say they're on the come up, especially if they somehow could get a win tonight. Like, I do wonder if they look at that like, yeah. But then I'd have to tell you what they turned into, what the Niners sent them for McCaffrey. Because we know the Niners used McCaffrey and got to a Super Bowl and should have won.
Well, it could have.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Overtime.
See, 49er fans just sitting around listening to the radio this morning. They're 7-4. They're thinking if we win this, we go to 8-4.
Yeah,
and
okay.
There you go. You bring up, oh, they should have won a Super Bowl like years ago.
But haven't you had a job that you could have taken, Stani, and you think about it?
Not every day. I don't bring it up every day.
Yeah.
You mean when I, no. I mean, I would say now. You know, I had an opportunity to go to the Orange County Register back in 25 years ago to cover Shaq and Kobe. And
Turned that down?
I turned that down.
Why?
Because I had a young daughter here in the Bay, and I didn't want to move.
And you love your
personal issues going on, too, back then.
Do you ever think about that decision?
Not as much as you think about the Niners blowing a Super Bowl.
Well, there's two of them.
Like, I thought about it maybe once in the last 7 years. See, I'm at peace. I'm at peace.
Right.
That's what it's all about. I think that's what Brandon Ayuk is looking for. A little peace of mind.
But he's trying to pay too much for it. You don't pay $24.9 for no peace of mind.
You,
and yeah, that's 60, you acting like it's one. Stani, you know the world. Taxes. You ain't got $6,300. Brandon, just proceed with caution.
Why? You know what? You know what bothers?
I'm being real.
I know. It bothers you that he may have principle. That he'd rather not be a member of this team, taking signed paychecks from Parag Marate. I got to give him.
Oh, look at you!
I got to give him credit if he doesn't want to be here. Doesn't want to be here, and he's orchestrating his way out.
Maybe it has something to do late night. I'm just seeing that video make the rounds on the internet with him buying jewelry. Stan, he wasn't one chain; it was two.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was shopping with his boys.
When?
They didn't have a time stamp on it. It looked recently. And he's in the jewelry shop buying these big, Stani, chains that probably cost 20 racks.
Well, you can't. You don't get your contract voided for buying jewelry,
I'm just saying, Brandon, hang on to your don't buy it now if it's recent, man. But he seemed like he was at peace. To use your word, he seemed like he was a dude that was, Guru, quit tripping on me. I got enough bread.
Man. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Obviously, the 49ers have a big game tonight against the Carolina Panthers, but man, this Brandon Ayuk situation looks like it could be drawing to a close in the next few months or so, according to various reports. And Kyle Shanahan himself, the 49ers have voided the guaranteed money that Ayuk is set to make next year. So we still have a lot of things to play out. Is he going to be a free agent at the end of the season? The Niners simply are going to lose Brandon Ayuk at the end of the year for nothing? Is that really what's going to happen here? Wow. I don't know. Is he going to play at all this year? I think that's a long shot, but Kyle Shanahan is at least playing the game of telling the media that he, you know, he'd like him back this year. So we'll see. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, and don't forget, it is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers ball game tonight against the Carolina Panthers. That segment was also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and by Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.